Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Guest preaching today is Chaplain Ben Quintanilla. Now, let's get into the Word.
The title of today's message is called A New Thing in Worship. And we're coming out of the text of 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And just, again, because I feel like I'm going to be in a lot of different places, I want to just set the groundworks of what are some of the themes that come out of 2 Chronicles. What is a quick overview of what we will be covering? And so what we're going to see is there's a king called King Jehoshaphat, and he's wrestling with a vast army that's coming against him, the people of God, Judah, at that time. We're going to look at some highlights in terms of what are the initial reactions that King Jehoshaphat had when he received word that there was this great and mighty army coming against him. We'll also see the theme in the overview where he calls the people into a time of fasting and praying. Fasting and praying. We just came out of a season of fasting and praying in November. And so I want to just reemphasize the importance of that. You see how God responds through a prophet reassuring them, the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's. Amen for that. God's people are called to trust and have faith in the Lord's promises, showcasing the power of worship as a means of spiritual warfare. We'll look at this praise and worship and how praise and worship are weapons of our spiritual warfare. And finally, if we have time, we'll look at seven Hebrew words that showcase the expressions of praise and worship. These are the things that hopefully we can cover. It's a lot. I don't think we're going to get through all of them. I'm going to slow down. I'm just going to let the Lord guide us, right? I'm not one of those guys who has to finish every note that I have here. I'm just really interested in God meeting us where we're at today. So let's get going. 2 Chronicles 20, verses 1 through 4. The Word of God says as follows. It happened after this that the people of Moab, with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites, came to battle against Jehoshaphat. This is the king of the time over Judah. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, there is a great multitude that is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and they are in Hazazon Tamar, which is En Gedi. Verse 3 says, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all of Judah. Let's break this down a little bit as we launch into this bigger theme of something new in worship. Here you have King Jehoshaphat, who has just received news that there is a great and mighty army that is coming against him. Three different nations all coming up against one nation. And King Jehoshaphat's initial reaction was what? It's in red. Fear. Here's the first point that I want to look at is, what are your initial reactions? How do we come to God in our initial reaction when we hear that there is a great battle that's coming up against us? I want you to know that if it's fear, it's okay, because scripture shows us that this great and mighty king, first initial reaction was fear. Our initial reactions speak a lot about who we are, speak a lot about who we believe in and what we believe in. Let's break this down a little bit more and let's look at how we parent our kids. Whenever my little girl, Nima, does something inappropriately, my initial reaction is perhaps to discipline her with a strong arm. Whenever my middle child, God bless my middle child, who has a mind of her own, as most of our kids do, does something that they're not supposed to do, my initial reaction is to send her immediately to her room. I'm driving behind that car that's driving so slow and is taking a right and they do not turn on their blinker that tells me they're going to turn to a right, what is your initial reaction? Anger. Oh, you know, the Holy Ghost is in the car with you as you're saying all those words. The Holy Spirit is in the car with you as you're thinking about showing them some sign language. Oh, I love that. What are our initial reactions? And here we see King Jehoshaphat's initial reaction to a battle was fear. It is okay to have fear in our initial reaction. It is okay to have anger in our initial reaction. It is okay to go back to the roots of what we learned in our initial reactions, but it's not okay to stay in those initial reactions. Thank God for grace. Thank God for grace. Thank God that God doesn't judge me based off of my initial reaction of anger. Thank God that God doesn't judge me based off of my initial reaction of fear. But he waits a little bit. A loving father, a loving parent, a loving God. He says, what's next? And Jehoshaphat changed his fear and he turned it into seeking the Lord. This is what I love about the message of grace. I talked a little bit about being angry when you're driving in that car and that person in front of you is driving so slow on the passing lane. That is a frustration of mine. I just want to tell them, move over. Or you're driving to church and you know you're running late. But you see, this is what grace teaches us. I remember I was driving to chapel once and I was driving slow. And the reason I was driving slow was because I had a pot of chili in the back of my car. And I didn't want the chili to spill all over my car. And so now when somebody is driving slow, I thank God for grace and his grace upon my life. And I think they have a pot of chili in their car. That is grace. That is God not taking our initial reactions and waiting for what's coming next. And it is, God, I'm afraid, but I'm going to seek your face. God, I don't have the answer for what's next, but I'm going to seek your face. God, I don't know whether to go to the right or to the left, God, but I'm going to seek your face. God, this battle is way too big for me to endure on my own, but I'm going to seek your face. If you continue to read in 2 Chronicles, Jehoshaphat says, it doesn't matter if pestilence comes against me. It doesn't matter if a mighty army comes against me. You're going to find me somewhere, and it's not going to be in my therapist's office. It's not going to be at the bar. It's not going to be at the doctor's office. It's going to be in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. When you don't know where to go, yes, thank you, Lord. When you don't know where to go, when you don't know where to turn, come to the house of God, because there's a God who's been waiting for you to come and seek his face. Hallelujah. That is the God that we serve, a God that doesn't stick to our initial reaction, but a God who allows us to come to him in our fear, in our anger, when we shut down, in our attempt to manipulate it. God allows us to come back to him. Seek wisdom for the secondary reactions. Seek the Lord, fast, pray, or seek out godly counsel. Now let's go on here to 2 Chronicles 20 as we move on in the scripture in verse 14 to 17. It says, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehazel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph in the midst of the assembly. And this is what Jehazel said. He said, listen, all you of Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat. I just want you to imagine this. This young man gathered in the assembly. He doesn't necessarily have a title. He's from a line of certain individuals, and he's a Levite. He's of an order of Jews at this time. And just out of nowhere, it says, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Wow. And this is what he said. Let's go back to 15. They read, "Thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but it belongs to God." There's a lot going on here. He's a Levite, so that means that he is a worshiper. He is a praise and worship individual. He is a person of the church. He is a priest. He's not a carpenter. He's not a mechanic. He's a priestly individual who understands the going and comings of the church. He's not a warrior. If you were a commander and you heard that there is this great and mighty army that is coming against you, who are you going to call? I'm going to call in all the generals, and I'm going to say, "Hey, generals, I need a plan, because there's an army that's coming against us. And by the way, they're only 25 miles away, and we don't have enough time to get ready to defeat them." Who do you call? I call the generals. Not here. God's ways are not our ways. His ways and thoughts are higher than our thoughts. God says, call in the worshiper. Whoo! Are you serious, God? Call in the singers. We have to fight a battle. Have a little bit of a talk with the scripture and with God right now. You know, what battle are you facing today? Is it a medical battle? Is it a financial battle? Is it a marital battle? Right? And so initially, depending on the battle that we're fighting, we're going to go see a doctor if somebody just tells me I have cancer. I'm going to go seek the marriage counselor if my marriage is falling apart. I need a good accountant if my finances aren't going well. And God says in this battle, says, no, don't call in the generals. Don't call in the army. Call in the person who knows how to sing. Call in the person who knows how to worship. Call in the person who knows how to connect with me. Amen. And when the Spirit of the Lord came upon that young man, don't waste your youth. Speak the words that God says. And he says, thus saith the Lord. What has God been speaking to you lately? Has God been saying anything? What is God saying to you? And this is what he says. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed because of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but it is God's. This teaches us something different. This teaches us to move in a way that is counter to popular culture. When culture in the world tells us to do it a certain way, Scripture says, I have a better way. Whenever we're lost and the GPS isn't working, and that lady behind the GPS keeps telling me, rerouting, rerouting, rerouting. The Lord is saying, turn that thing off. And what is thus saying the Lord saying? Oh, the doctor says you have cancer, but God says by his stripes I am healed. My bank account says I'm broke and I only have $5 until payday. But God says he is Jehovah Jireh. He is my provider. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Yes. That is the God that we serve. That is the God that says, come to me, be still, and know that I am God. And you need to know that this battle that you didn't even go looking for is not yours, but it is his. And you know, sometimes God allows us to face some battles, not so that we could get the victory, so that the people around us can understand that the God that we serve is mighty. The God that we serve is powerful. The God that we serve can take the impossible and make it possible. Are you as excited about me today about this God? Let's move on. And this is the instruction. It says, tomorrow go down against them. Let's go to 17. You will not need to fight this battle. You won't have to fight it, but you will have to face it. Position yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. Look at that, with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Wow. I remember being young, maybe like some of you, and going outside. My parents would send me outside to get something from the car in the dark. I was scared. I was a little scared of the dark growing up. Maybe even as an adult, still a little. But it was always comforting being able to get my sister and say, hey, can we go, can you come with me outside? And I wouldn't tell her I was scared. I just would say, come on, I don't want to be alone. And there was something, there was a calming presence whenever I knew that somebody was with me when I had to confront the fear of darkness. And this scripture is highlighting this same thought here that God twice says, do not fear, do not be dismayed, for I am with you. It blows my mind that there's a God that created the heavens and the earth, that there's a God who overcame death in hell, who sits high up above on the throne at the right hand of the Father. And he says, you are not alone. I am with you. That is the God that we serve, that although he's high and mighty and all powerful, he humbles himself, came in the form of in a manger, swaddled in cloth. And he humbles himself and he walks with you. Just like I was comforted when my sister would walk with me out in the dark, I'm equally comforted knowing that the Almighty God is walking with me through this season of darkness. That Almighty God is walking with me through seasons of confusion. Have you ever been confused? It's one of the worst things, just to be in a season of confusion. That's a big battle to fight. And he says, be still. Standing still when everything inside of you says fight takes a spiritual muscle within you. Standing still when everything inside of you says fight is a spiritual development within us that is really saying, God, I trust you. God, I believe that you are truly in control of this. The Lord is speaking to somebody today. God, I trust you, God. Yes, I can go and do it. Yes, I can go and figure it out. Yes, I can fight this battle on my own. But God, I'm trusting you today that you said this is not my fight, but it's yours. Ooh, that takes discipline. It takes discipline in the workplace. When you know somebody's coming against you and all you want to do is defend yourself and God says, be still. It takes discipline when people are gossiping against you and all you want to do is help somebody and God says, don't defend yourself, I got you. It takes discipline when you know that you can go and hire somebody to help you fight a battle, a legal battle, a medical battle, and God says, don't do it, be still. That takes spiritual discipline. I was deployed to Afghanistan, and while I was walking with my boss, he asked me a question. He says, "Ben, what do you think about this?" I said, "Sir, I disagree with that decision." I said, "This is why I disagree with that decision." He was offended. He was hurt. He wanted to lash out, and I knew that. And I went away, and he went to his office, and then I get a call. I think it was a text message. "Hey, Ben, can you come see me in my office?" This is the boss, just a little captain. He's a lieutenant colonel. And my goodness, I'm ready to defend myself. Have you ever been there? "And thus says the Lord, go in there and humble yourself." No. That's not what my flesh wanted to do. That's not what my mind was telling me to do. This man asked me something. Now he's mad because I gave him real advice, and now he's gonna boss me. Have you ever been there? With your spouse. Ooh, let's go there. With your spouse. When she knows you're wrong. She knows you messed up. She knows you're the one who got the ticket. And yet you're over here fighting. Like, this is your ticket. What? That happened in our house. Okay, us men, let's pause for a little. Us men, we are something else. I knew that ticket was mine, speeding ticket, in the mail, and I still said, "Joanna, this is yours. We need help, guys." Let's get back in the sermon. And you know you're in the right. And God says, humble yourself. Man, that is so hard. And so when I came to the office, and this lieutenant colonel was really upset at me, I humbled myself. And I said, "Sir, I apologize. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have maybe said that or said it that way." And what that did was that took all of the emotion out of the room. I wanted to fight, and we could have been there for an hour. But when I came in, I said, "I'm sorry." And the Holy Spirit had prepared me to be able to do that. In my own strength, I couldn't do that. But the Lord helped me to do that. See, we can't do these things on our own. When we struggle with anger, when we struggle with manipulation, when we struggle, it takes the Holy Spirit to come and help us to change that. I came in and I said, "Sir, I'm sorry." It took everything out of the room, and we were able to move on and continue to work and serve the people of that base. And that's thus saith the Lord. Are you learning something? Are you taking something from today? Finally, let's go to verse 21 and 22. "And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who would sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of his holiness. And as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated." It took courage for this young man to step up and say, "This is what the Lord says." But it takes even more courage as individuals to listen to what the Lord is saying. And King Jehoshaphat, a warrior, he just fought with Ahab, almost died two chapters earlier fighting with King Ahab, a battle that he wasn't supposed to fight. He looks at this young man. He says, "Are you sure this is what God said? Oh, how many times have you been on your knees before the Lord and you've asked, God, are you sure? Lord, are you sure you want us to move there? God, are you sure you want me to make this investment? Lord, are you positive that this is what I need to do? Thus saith the Lord. And when they were supposed to call out the F-22s, when they were supposed to call out the tanks, when they were supposed to bring out the greatest missiles of their day, King Jehoshaphat says, I'm going with what the Lord says. This is powerful. He says, send the singers out. A new thing in worship. Send those who know how to get alone with God and listen to His voice. Send those who understand the power of the anointing of God. Send those who understand the power of the Word of God. For heaven and earth will pass away, but His Word will remain forever. Send those who know how to sing a song of praise. Send those who know how to say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Send those who know how to say, God, I've been here before, and last time you took me out of it, and you'll do it again. Send those. Imagine that. Imagine what that army was expecting, the artillery that they were expecting, and yet they were confused because of the presence of God. They don't understand. Our enemies don't understand how to deal with the presence and the power of God. Isn't that something? When that person at your workstation wants to try and defeat you, you just come with them and worship, and they're not going to know what to do with that. But we do. We do. I don't know what you're facing today. And some of you can't see me, but you can still hear me. You're fighting battles, and you're wondering where God is. And God is saying, just worship, and you'll find me. And God is working behind the scenes, and you don't even see Him. And all you have to do is sing, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And as we begin to worship and sing, hallelujah. Sing with me. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. And this worship begins to confuse the enemies that want to come up against us. And God is just saying, be still. Be still. Sing a new song unto the Lord. And it is in these moments where we begin to see God doing something new. It is in these moments where we begin to see God changing us and no longer fight the fights that we used to fight, but now we come to Him in worship and in praise. And people begin to say, there's something different about you. There's something different about you. And all you do is say, I give God the glory today.
Thank you once again for listening to Chaplain Quintanilla's message. We hope it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in His love, and live out His purpose for your life. Join us next Sunday as Pastor Will returns for more information, encouraging messages, and events. Please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.